Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of your tongue. Our tongue is very important. The Bible says that if we don't bridle our tongue, our religion is in vain or profitless. In fact, if you won't bridle your tongue, you will actually deceive your own heart. You know why? Because the words that you speak with your mouth, they're registered in your heart. And we've got to watch the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, so that we are acceptable in His sight. We've got to learn to keep our mouth and not let the enemy have place. Learn to speak what God says about you. Remember, we've talked about how forcible are right words, Job 6:25. If you speak the wrong words, they will break you in pieces, Job 19:2, and they will vex your soul. Be sure that you're not speaking corrupt communication, but instead you're acknowledging the things that Jesus has done for you, who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ. And remember that Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2, your tongue is the pen or the marking stick of a ready writer, a skillful scribe. But words you're speaking are writing things in the Spirit, and it will put into operation the angels of God or the demonic spirits. Your tongue is going to release spiritual forces because they're listening to what you're speaking. The Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 20, about the angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word. Do you want the angels to be working for you? You better be sure you're speaking in line with the word. You know, some people think, well, the angels are watching over me, keeping me in all my ways. They're only doing that if you're confessing things in line with the word of God. They don't automatically do that. If they automatically did that, you'd never have any problems of destruction in your life because the angels would protect you at all times. And they'd go forth and prepare your way and bring forth the blessings of God in your life. But you know what? The problem is we haven't learned to speak God's word the way we should. We have to learn to speak in line with His word. Samuel was one who was before the Lord and none of his words fell to the ground, because of the fact that he spoke things in line with God's word. That's what you've got to learn to do. God's with you according to what's in your mouth. Remember, we looked at in the Psalms how we need to set a watch over our mouth. We need to watch that we don't speak negatives. Keep your tongue from evil. Let your tongue speak of righteousness and praise and speak forth in line with wisdom. Remember, you bridle your tongue and you don't sin with your mouth. Praise God. Very important that we learn to speak forth the word of God. I'll tell you, if your words will speak in line with faith, you're going to see the promises of God come to pass. Romans 10 talks about the fact that when we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth, it produces our salvation. How did God do things? In Genesis chapter 1, He said words, "Let there be light," and there was light. He said, "Let there be the firmament in the heavens," and it occurred. He spoke forth, and then it came to pass. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, "And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said," over and over. He just didn't say it one time, and all this happened, but it shows how God brings things into being. He would speak forth, and then things would occur. The same thing is true in your life. You're going to speak forth the word of God. And this word is like a sharp sword. It'll smite the enemies, and it will release the power of God. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. You can speak against any word curses that would be spoken against you, and you can stop the works of the enemy from coming forth in your life. Jesus learned to uphold all things by the spoken word of the power of God. You've got the word of God. If you learn to speak it forth, it'll uphold all things in your life. So we've got to learn to speak the word. And we've been looking in Proverbs, and we're going to continue in that today. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, the Bible says, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth." Your words are going to snare you or take you captive. God hates a lying tongue. He wants us to speak things that are in line with the truth. Don't be a false witness. Don't speak lies. Don't be a sower of discord. Don't be one that causes discord with your mouth in any way. Don't be a gossiper. Don't be a backbiter. Don't be a whisperer. Don't be one who speaks negatives or a fault finder. Don't go around talking about the problems in people's lives. Instead, you should be ministering life. You should be interceding for them. You should be praying the Word of God over them to release the power of God instead of speaking negative things. Remember that Proverbs 8, verse 6, 7, and 8. We want to look at that again. "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them." That is what you should be testifying to. I'm going to speak of excellent things. I'm going to speak right things. I'm going to speak truth. Wickedness will be absolutely an abomination to my lips. My words, all the words of my mouth, are in righteousness. Remember the mouth of a righteous man. It's a well of life. And when you have understanding, you learn to speak in line with wisdom. Wisdom's going to be evident. Don't be one who speaks foolish. That's going to bring forth destruction. The mouth of the just brings forth wisdom, and the lips of the righteous knows what is acceptable. Don't be a hypocrite with your mouth and speak negative things. Speak one thing good to his face, and then turn around and speak negative things behind his back. The hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. We need to learn to speak what God says. You're snared by the transgressions of your lips. The Bible says you'll be satisfied with good by the fruit of your mouth. What kind of things are you speaking out of your mouth? Learn to speak good things. The Bible says the tongue of the wise is health. You can speak words that are going to minister health to your body, to your mind, to your emotions. And that's very important that you learn to speak good things. Don't confess the negatives. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but the lips of truth shall be established forever. The Bible says if you keep your mouth, you'll keep your life. Proverbs 13:3. If you open wide your lips, guess what? You're going to have destruction. This is the truth. You know, some people fight against this and say, well, this sounds like a bunch of legalism saying I can't speak this and I can't speak that. You can speak anything you want. But you must understand, God's laws are true, and they're going to rule and reign in everyone's life. If you speak things that are contrary to the Word, you're going to have the Scriptures coming to pass in your life. You can speak anything you want, but get ready for the effects of your words. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Don't speak grievous words. Don't speak words that are going to be stirring up anger. If you got an attitude, don't be speaking. You need to go and get your attitude right before you open your mouth. So many people have problems in marriages and relationships, in dealing with situations in the home because of the way they speak. Your grievous words will stir up anger. It will not change people. It will not turn away wrath. A soft answer turns away wrath. Be wise and watch the words of your mouth. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, praise God. We're going to speak good things. In Proverbs 17, it says, "He that has knowledge spares his words." Learn to watch your words. "He that shuts his lips is a man who is a man of understanding." We've got to learn to watch the words that we speak and only speak things that are good. "The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." It's releasing things, see? These just aren't words just coming out of your mouth, just from your own mind. They're as deep waters. They're releasing spiritual power. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:6, "A fool's lips enter into contention." If you get into contention, you get into strife, you get into arguments, you get into discord, God says you're a fool. A fool's lips will enter into contention. If you won't speak and get into things that you have no business getting into, you won't get into contention. You won't get into strife. You've got to learn to watch what you say. There's a time for you just to be quiet. If you haven't got anything good to say, don't open your mouth. A fool's mouth is his destruction, Proverbs 18:7, and his lips are the snare of his soul. In verse 8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds. That's that whisper. That's the one that talks behind people's backs. They're as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Oh, they have effect. We've got to learn to speak forth what God wants us to speak. Proverbs 18, verse 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. What are you releasing today? What have you been speaking? What are you confessing over your life? What are you confessing over your children, over your family? What are you confessing over the situations that you're dealing with there? Speak forth the word, because you're going to be eating the fruit of the words of your mouth. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Remember, the words of your mouth, they not only deceive your heart, as we pointed out in James 1:26, but also they're affecting your soul. If you'll guard your mouth and your tongue, it will keep your own soul from trouble. You can actually speak things and cause all kinds of trouble and problems in your own soul. That's your will, your intellect, your emotions, all because of the words of your mouth. Learn to turn things around and start speaking what God wants you to speak. A word fitly spoken, it's like apples of gold, Proverbs 25:11. I'll tell you, we need to learn to have our words be fitly spoken. Speak the right thing. There's a time for you to be quiet sometimes. And the Bible also talks about in Ecclesiastes 5 about how our words are to be few. Be sure that when you speak, you're speaking things that are going to be edifying, ministering life. The Bible says in Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace. Always with grace. Remember Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You've got to learn to speak forth things that are going to minister life. What kind of words are you speaking? Remember, you're having what you say, and you are releasing spiritual power with your tongue. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. Be sure that you're proceeding only blessing. Don't let your mouth speak negatives. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.